getting harassed unnecessarily, I might add, because of my little...
Appropriately, maybe.
Oh, dear. My mental slip here. We have a giveaway we're going to be doing a little later in the program. And I looked over. It looks like just a clock, but it's not a clock, Rick. It's more than that, I think.
No, this is a very high-tech clock radio, alarm clock radio that with Bluetooth and NFC capabilities. And it's the numbers kind of magically appear on the side. That they're it's pretty cool.
And it has good sound system, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
USB for charging your phone while it's
little hologram that gets up in the morning and you know, a little dance.
And you know, it's so much different when, you know, when Rick talks about it as opposed to Foster. You know, Foster, it's a square box. Enjoy it.
There you go. We're going to be giving this gem away a little later on in the program. Okay, hey, Rick, you came in here with some really interesting kind of things. Talk to us about this slide stand. It's a stick-on smartphone stand?
Yeah, this is one. Some of my favorite things are just little accessories that make life a little easier for you. And, you know, as a heavy-duty smartphone user, I like to read on my phone. I like to watch video on my phone, of course. And unfortunately, there's no way for me to prop it up. So if I want to, you know, read something while I'm eating breakfast or I want to watch a video or whatever, there's no way to prop up the phone. And this, you know, there are cases you can get that have like built-in kickstands. Yeah, Ed's showing me one right here. But they're, you know, they're kind of thick and clunky, and you know, they don't always work great. And what if you have another case that you like?
That's
better?
What my wife calls me. He's thick and clunky.
Stop. Where's the rim shot?
Wow. So I'm waiting. Are we getting it? Okay. So the slide stand is this very thin, basically kickstand type of thing that will adhere to the back of any smartphone or smartphone case. And it just I'm showing it here so you can all everybody in the studio is looking. But
just hold it closer to the mic.
Oh, it is a great idea. So it's based sort of on those 3M products that you put in on the wall, right? And then the piece of tape that you pull.
Well, it's not quite as easily removable as that because it's kind of like a semi-permanent adhesive. Like you can pull it off, but then you can't really stick it on again a second time. But it's nice because it holds your phone in both a portrait and landscape orientation. So you can lay it down. Whoops, you can lay it down, or you can stand it up. And what I really like about this thing is it's $7.99. It's not like a $20, $25, you know, Kickstarter thing.
Excellent.
That's, you know, kind of overpriced for what it is. Mm-hmm. It's $8. And actually, I had a coupon code for it on the Cheapskate the other day that would get it to you for $5.59. I don't know if that's still active or not, but even at $8, it's just a nice little accessory.
By the way, as Rick is talking about these things, if you go to internetadvisor.net, we have hot links that will take you right to the page so you can take a look at this. If you're listening to this, for instance, on the podcast, or right now, you could, if you get a computer
handy. And it's now hacker-free.
Yes, it's now hacker-free. Thank you very much. Yeah, we aren't plundering any banks in any other part of the world right now. But it's kind of neat because you get to see a picture of how that goes. Now, that would – so there's like an adhesive strip on it that you can put onto the back of a carrying case or whatever else you have for your phone. That's really kind of neat. Okay, and as you say, it also swivels around so that you can use it in either mode?
Yeah, landscape or portrait mode, and it just sticks on. And it's, you know, I will say, I mean, it's plastic. It's not the prettiest thing I've ever seen, but, you know, I really – like it.
You know, a can of spray paint that's black and you never know the
difference. There you go. There you go. Or I need that wood stain.
There you go. There we got it.
That got a rim shot. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy. All right. The next item you have is called the Go Key. And tell us, pray tell, what is that?
Yes. Yeah, so the Go Key actually is a Kickstarter project. So it's not in production just yet, but it's really kind of cool.
Explain Kickstarter for some people who may not know.
Yeah, sorry. Kickstarter is a kind of a crowdsourcing, fundraising site where people, if they, you know, somebody wants to sell a new product that they're developing, they can go and encourage the world to contribute and help fund their product and actually get in, be an early bird and get one of the first ones off the line.
In some cases like this, a presale. Right.
It's kind of like that. Yeah. I mean, the Pebble smartwatch was like a kind of classic example.
Yeah, right.
So the Go Key actually kind of takes the place of four other little gadgety things that you might be already carrying on your keychain. It's a backup charger, so it has a little battery in it for charging your smartphone on the go. It's a sync and charge cable, so USB and either micro USB or Lightning. Which is very handy.
Oh, either one. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's your choice. So you can't have, you know, it's not one key gives you both. It's pick when you order which connector you want.
So if you have an iPhone, you would want to get the Lightning connector.
Exactly.
Or micro USB for the other ones.
It's also a flash drive, so you can get it with 8, 16, or 32 gigabytes of onboard storage.
Ooh.
Handy dandy. And last but not least, it's a Bluetooth locator. So if you're always losing your keys or you're always misplacing your phone, two are paired to each other and can find each other within up to about like 100 feet. So if you're the type of person who's always scrambling around your house trying to find your keys or trying to find your phone, now you've got a way to do that.
See, I love these multi-tool ideas.
Yeah.
That's great.
Now, as I see here, it looks like, now, of course, they have they identified the final price yet, or is it still?
No, I think it's...
I see it's 59, 69, and 79.
Right, that's the expected sell price, although if you get in now as a funder,
right.
You can maybe get it for 10, 15 bucks less as an early bird.
Okay, that's part of the... part of the attraction of getting into a Kickstarter program is that you help them gather the funds they need to get things going, and then also as the benefit from that, you get a shot at the
product. I'm still waiting for Time Machine, you know, payback. That hasn't happened yet.
You haven't got my money.
My flux capacitor investment just didn't work out.
They did make a hot tub Time Machine.
Two of them.
Oh, there we go. We're getting it back. All right. Now, the next one up you have is AOC's Android-powered monitors. That's intriguing.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time deciding what to call this thing, whether it's a big tablet or an Android-equipped monitor, but it's definitely some of both. And I think if you're someone who is actually in the market for a new monitor for your PC, this is something you want to look closely at. Or if you're someone who's looking for kind of like a kitchen PC or a den PC that doesn't necessarily have to have a lot of bells and whistles, but you just want to be able to run apps, this is a fairly traditional-looking desktop monitor that happens to have Android built into it. So it's a full-blown Android 4.1 with a touchscreen, of course, and you could easily plug in or pair it with a keyboard or a mouse if you wanted to do that. But it's kind of interesting because, you know, it's available in 22 or 24-inch size, and it's really not priced that much higher than what you would pay for kind of an ordinary monitor, and specifically an IPS monitor. Now, IPS is kind of like a fancier, newer monitor technology that's super bright picture and viewable from any angle, and typically you pay a premium for that. And so this is an IPS monitor that also happens to run Android. They're $300 and $400, respectively, for the 22 and 24-inch versions, and just kind of a neat option for somebody who's looking for a monitor or a kitchen PC.
Yep.
Has
USB ports on it. Has
FireWire?
Webcam built in. Oh, FireWire, God. What's that?
Oh, never mind.
So, you know, now this almost sounds like what they're promising to do with the flat screen TVs that we're all upgrading to in our living rooms, is that a lot of them are going to be installing the Android. And I think HP has licensed their webOS to install, what was it on? We were teasing about this. Was it the Samsung TVs or the LG TVs?
I think it was LG.
I think it was LG's. So a lot of the flat screen TVs are going to be coming with Android on them.
Yeah, so instead of just a dumb monitor, it has much more
but
to it.
But a TV is something, I mean, you'd have to like stand up and walk over to it and push on this, you know, it's not
quite.
Oh
my God, I can see the kids with the jelly sandwiches.
I can't get my hand off the TV, Daddy.
But obviously, yeah, I think this is where the whole concept of the smart screen, the smart monitor, the smart TV is going, is that it'll run Android, it'll run WebOS, maybe someday it'll run iOS.
You know, I wonder if that, in all seriousness, I wonder, can you wall mount that?
Oh, I think
because that would be great in the kitchen. You got your recipes beside the stove.
Did you see the kickstand on it?
Yeah, I saw the kickstand.
Yeah.
But I want to clear my countertop.
But I wouldn't be surprised if you could.
That's a really good question. I don't know if it has the wall mounting.
You know, for the amount that I paid for my, you know, for the amount I paid for my new kitchen cabinets. For each door, because I had refaced them, I could have got 8 of those things. and it would have been like a scenic view. I could have just put a screensaver on there.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? The problem with that, Cal, is that you have to have power to it. It's not like a tablet where it's going to run off battery.
True.
So then you got to run a power cord somewhere.
Oh, right through the wall,
Through the wall. Okay, you got to drill.
Okay. Hey,
drill.
We have one last one there. Let's hit it quickly before we go to our break. And that's a selfie case.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
This is just kind of silly. I don't think this is something I'd actually buy myself. But for somebody who's heavy into taking the selfies, you know, the self-portraits with your phone, this is a case that has a built-in removable remote that will trigger the shutter. So the idea being that you kind of, instead of when you hold your phone out in front of you to take the selfie and you're kind of fumbling for the trigger and maybe you shake the phone and end up with a blurry selfie, this lets you hold a remote in your other hand and just kind of, you know, click the button. And
no one would know it's a selfie then.
You know, still have your arm up there,
none of the kids would ever use it, right?
I understand that you can, speaking of remotes, that you can use, Cal, am I right? You can use the Apple headsets, and you can use them to trigger the shutter on the camera.
You are correct.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because it's the volume up button.
Right,
so
exactly.
Basically anything that has a volume up control or volume control can be used in that way. That's a great tip.
That is. So all your selfies would have a little white wire hanging in it.
But this has a stand that you can set up. It looks like it. Basically a stand that you can put the phone in As it takes a picture. That's the kind of the
I think that's kind of the idea. I mean, again, it's really a silly product, and it's $50, and I just don't know that. You must really want to take a picture yourself.
I don't think I want to spend $50 to look, you know, pictures of me. Anyway, hey folks, if you want to take a look at more of these pictures in depth, Rick Royd has provided all the links, and they're on our homepage at internetadvisor.net.